I'd ask that you turn with me this morning to the book of Ruth, and you will find the book of Ruth right after the book of Judges, between the book of Judges and 1 Samuel. Tiny little book of only four chapters, but a powerful story of God's work in the lives and God's faithfulness in the lives of his people. This morning, we're going to begin this book together with chapter 1, looking at the first 7 verses. The scripture declares that in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and 2 sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. That's the setting of the story. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the name of his 2 sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephraimites from the tribe of Ephraim, living in Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her 2 sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion had died, and Naomi was left without her 2 sons and her husband. Pretty desperate situation. When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return home from there. With her 2 daughter-in-laws, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Here's a reading of God's word. His blessing abides upon it. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is trustworthy. We thank you that you are a God who is good, that you provide for your people. And Lord, you are faithful. So Lord, through your word this morning, just deepen our trust in you and our reliance on you, our God that is always there and never forsakes his own. You never turn away from us, even in times when it may be times of adversity. You are always there, ever faithful, ever true. So thank you for your word. Open our hearts to hear what you have for us this morning as we give you praise and glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. Do you ever find it hard to trust? Trusting can sometimes be very difficult, especially if we find ourselves in the midst of hard times. An unexpected illness, a financial downturn, a rebellious child, adversity that happens. And we wonder, how do we trust God? Or how can I trust in the midst of what I'm going through? Trusting is difficult at times. That means our reliance on God, especially, and not on ourselves. And the scripture says that in all our ways, we're to trust in the Lord with all our ways and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our paths. And sometimes when we get into the midst of those difficult situations we're in, we want to trust in ourselves first. Like, I can get myself out of this situation I'm in. And we try to use our wisdom and our understanding before sometimes we trust in God. So trusting can be difficult, but there's times when it's needed. Learning to trust in someone, either our Father or our Father God or those around us. Trust is necessary. And I think of this. when a child's learning to ride a bike, or if you taught your child to ride a bike and you were dads and remember when you were learning and the child on the bike is trusting that if the bike falls, dad's going to be there to steady and run alongside, make sure that he doesn't fall over. It takes that trust. Or there's trust to jump off a cliff and to believe that you can jump into the arms of my dad and he's going to catch me. He's not going to let me fall. That's the same kind of trust that we need in God, that when we jump off a cliff into the unknown and whatever is ahead of us, that God is going to be there, and underneath are those everlasting arms of God, our Father, that is going to be there and hold us so that we don't fall and dash our foot against a stone. But we can trust him. He's trustworthy, isn't he? And that's the kind of God we have. This morning, we're going to begin a study on Ruth, a wonderful story of hope and redemption that took place in one of the darkest times of Israel's history. A time of a deep contrast between the story of what the account of Ruth and Ruth and Boaz and those who were faithful to God and trusted him in the midst of a hard time, in the midst of the book of Judges, which was one of the darkest times. In the book of Ruth, we're going to see how God was ever faithful, and a story of several individuals who were faithful to him and trusted him in the midst of hardship. A brief outline of the book of Ruth is found here. In chapter 1, we're going to see trusting God's providence in the midst of adversity. It took place in Moab. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Chapter 2 is going to talk about providence and trusting God in the midst of grace and receiving his grace. And chapter 3 is going to talk about character and God's providence and trust. And chapter 4, his provision. But through it all, we're going to see a faithful God who was trustworthy. And when we trust him, what he does in our life. So it was definitely was a time for trust. And we said it was a time for trust whenever we're learning to ride a bike, whenever we're jumping off a cliff. There's those times in our life that we need to trust God. And for us as believers, we need to have that time, our time of our trust in the Lord. And as we look at Ruth, as we begin this chapter together, this study, we're going to discover in this time of Ruth, it was definitely a time for trust for them and for Naomi particularly and Elimelech. And how in a time of trust, Elimelech failed to trust God. And what we can learn this morning as we learn to deepen our trust and reliance in him. First, we need to discover that it is a time, and we need to trust God in a time of desperate circumstances. When you and I are going through time of circumstances that are really desperate in our life, that is a time that we need to trust God even more and rely on him. The book opens up by saying, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. It puts the setting of Ruth into one of the darkest times to tell us what was happening in Israel at the time. It was when the judges were ruling. If you knew anything about the book of Judges and the time of Israel's history, the book of Judges, time of Judges went from the death of Joshua until the crowning of the first king, Saul, and the last judge, Samuel. And during that time, there were God would raise up judges who would lead the nation as a nation would fall into sin. But it said that there was a famine in the land. What made the time of Judges so dark was Judges chapter 21, verse 5, gave the theme of that time. It said, in those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And so people disregarded the law of God, even though they had God's law at that time, and Joshua led the people up to the promised land, and they said, as for me, Joshua says, choose who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But the people often turned away from God, even though God had given them the law through Moses. And there was no king or leader, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And if you read through the book of Judges, there were some very horrific, dark things that happened in Israel during those days. And during those times, Israel had fallen into 12 cycles of sin, where they would follow God for a while, and then they would fall into sin, and because of that, God would send the nation to oppress them, to bring discipline. Like any good father, God would discipline his kids, and he would allow them to come in to be oppressed. And then they would cry out to God, and God would raise up a deliverer. The deliverer or judge would rescue them, and then they would have follow God as long as that judge was alive, and then they would fall back into sin again. That cycle went on 12 times, and it kept down spiraling deeper and deeper and deeper into sin throughout that time of the judges. But it was a desperate time. It was a dark time. And it says that was when the judges ruled. That's when this took place. And it said, as a result, there was a famine in the land. Most likely, we read it, it doesn't tell us here in Ruth, but most likely we can infer that one of the famines that came was a result of the time because Israel had fallen away from God. So there was a physical famine in the land. People were hungry. They were desperate. Elimelech needed food for his family. In that time, most of the people raised their food, and it was an agricultural society. They lived on their crops that they raised. And because there was a famine in the land, Elimelech didn't have food to provide for his family. He was in a desperate situation with a famine in the land. And it was a physical famine, mostly as a result probably of the sin, but also it was a spiritual famine. It was a moral famine with it being dark spiritually. The days of the judges were marked by times of lawlessness, idolatry, theft, drunkenness, sexual morality, violence, all kinds of things that was happening in God's people, Israel. It was a dark day, and it was a desperate time. It was definitely a time for trust. And when those desperate times come in our life, when we're going through maybe a famine in our life spiritually, when we feel that maybe we're all dried up spiritually in our life and we feel like God feels distant to us, and or just as a famine, moral in our country, or even just a physical need. And we're going through a time where we have a deep need, whatever it may be. And it's a desperate situation and circumstance we find her in. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's just our aging bodies. It's just the time of desperation we find ourselves in. It's a time definitely to trust when we need trust. It's the desperate circumstances in our life. But we learn from Elimelech, how did he respond here? Because in this time of desperation, as we're introduced to Abimelech, the first character in this story, he lived in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread, a place where God would provide. And he lived with his wife and two sons. But when it came time and the famine got continued to increase, how did Abimelech respond? Where was the trust he demonstrated? A time of desperate circumstances, time calls for trust. But also we need trust because it leads to a time of disastrous choices when we fail to trust God in the midst of the desperation we're in. And we fail to trust God in those times of desperation and need. It can lead us to make a choice that can be disastrous. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, and God will make the way known to us." And desperate situations call for trust. But when we're not trusting in God, and we look around at the situation we find ourselves in, and we begin to trust in our own understanding, in our own way to solve that problem or need, we're going to end up making a disastrous choice. And that's what happened here with Elimelech. It said in verse 2, that Elimelech and his wife, they decided to move to Moab and live there. Say, well, what was wrong with that choice? Well, that wasn't where they were. They were from Bethlehem. They were Israelites. But they chose. he chose, in the midst of the difficult and unpleasant circumstances that he was in, he chose, instead of staying and trusting God to provide for their need in the midst of the famine, he thought, I'm going to go to Moab because there's plenty of food over there, and that way I'll be provided for there instead of remaining and trusting God. Elimelech's name means, my God is king. But when the circumstances got tough and got hard, and the situation was desperate, he didn't stay and trust God. He chose to leave the promised land. He left Israel, he left Bethlehem, and he moved to Moab, across the river into the other side. And you say, well, what was so wrong about going to Moab? Well, we need to understand a little bit about who the Moabites were. God had promised Israel that he would provide for them in the land of promise. And even in a time of famine that came because of their judgment, God's judgment on them, he would be faithful as a father and provide for their needs in the promised land. But he didn't trust God to provide, and he left and went to Moab. Who were the Moabites? They lived down on the other side of the Dead Sea in today the country of Jordan, on the other side of the Jordan River. But the Moabites were continual enemies of Israel, even though they were close related cousins. The Moabites came into being in the time of when Sodom and Gomorrah was being destroyed. And when God destroyed the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he rescued Lot, Abraham's nephew, if you remember. And God spared him in his grace. Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. But Lot and his two daughters escaped. And so Lot's daughter's husband died in the city as well because they did not trust God and leave. And so his two daughters said, how are we going to have children? So it tells us in Genesis 19, they got their father drunk and had an incestuous relationship with him. And out of that was born Moab and Ammon, who became the Moabites and Ammonites, who became two enemies of Israel. When Israel was coming through the wilderness, when they were wandering through the wilderness those 40 years, they came to the territory of Moab, and the Moabites would not allow them to enter there. And the Moabites were afraid of Israel, and so you remember the story about Balaam and the donkey. And Balaam was a prophet of God who was hired by King Balak, who was the king of the Moabites, who hired Balaam to cause a curse on Israel so that they would not be blessed. So the Moabites and the Israelites were enemies, and even though they were closely related. And the Moabites were not allowed to worship the Lord. They were considered enemies of Israel. They were a pagan nation. And in the first Judges chapter 3, it was the Moabites who were ransacking Israel during the time of the judges. And one of the judges was raised up to defeat them. So that's where Elimelech decided to go, to the Moabites to live. Instead of staying and trusting God to provide, he left the promised land. And when it got difficult and the circumstance was in, he decided he was going to run instead of stay and trust God. We often do the same things today. Sometimes when God doesn't come through when we think he should in the midst of the circumstance we're in, we rely on everything else. When we make decisions based on our human rationale and not trusting, we're failing to trust God. And we can end up making a disastrous choice, which is what he did. He chose to leave the promised land, and he chose to live in a pagan land. The Moabites were not lovers of God at all. And to leave Israel was a direct violation of the clear command of the Lord, because it was in Israel that God was going to provide for his people. And that was contrary to God's revealed will. You remember when Abraham was called by God to leave Ur and to go to Israel, go to the land of Canaan, and he followed God there. But it says, as soon as he got to Canaan, there was a famine in the land. And he trusted God to lead him there, and he trusted that God would provide. But then when the famine came, you remember what he did? He left and he went to Egypt. And that was a disastrous consequence because down there he acquired Hagar, which led to another disastrous choice when he failed to trust God in a desperate situation. So when we fail to trust God in desperate circumstances we're in, it can lead us to make a disastrous choice that later on we regret when we see the consequence of. And he chose to linger in the land. Verse 1 says that he chose to live for a while in the country of Moab. That was his plan, was I'm going to leave Bethlehem and I'm just going to go to Moab because they have food there. When they have food back in Bethlehem and the famine's over, I'll return. Well, find out in verse 3 that it was 10 years. What intended to be a short stay ended up being 10 years. And for Elimelech, he never did return because it ended up being a disastrous choice for him. So when we make decisions based on human wisdom, instead of trusting God, we distance ourselves from his blessings and promises. And that's what Elimelech chose to do. He chose to distance himself from the land of promise where God was and where his provision was going to be for his people and his care. And he chose to go to Moab instead. So we need to trust him in desperate circumstances. We need to trust God so we don't make a disastrous choice. It's also a time for trust because it leads to deadly circumstances as a result of that. It says the scripture unfolds that as Elimelech, as they resided in Moab, he died while he was there. And he never did return back to Bethlehem, leaving Naomi as a widow. Now, it was desperate in those days for a widow to be left alone because women could not own property. And they did not have rights in that kind of thing. So to be left without a husband to care for her was leaving her in a really destitute situation. Now, in a foreign land, enemy of Israel, separated from the people of God, and she's alone. But if that wasn't bad enough, her two sons also died. And now she was left alone as a widow with all her children, destitute, and her daughter-in-laws, her sons' wives, with her. No way to prepare for her, and the consequence of that decision ended up, she was left childless, and her husband had died, leaving her all alone as an elderly widow, destitute and alone. Separated, totally alone, and without any hope. And that's where she was. Sometimes when we make choices where we don't trust God, and we make a choice that is contrary to his will, and because we fail to trust him, it can lead to disastrous consequences in our life. That if we would have trusted God, we know that he would have come through in his time. But when we try to make those decisions on our own, and don't trust him, it can often not only make the wrong choice, but the consequences can end up being disastrous for us. So that time of faith and that time of trust is important, that we trust him always. Now we see Ruth. Now we see Naomi as a widow. With her sons are gone and her husband's gone, left totally alone in Moab. So what did she decide to do? Verse 6, it says, when she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to his aid of his people by providing food to them, probably most likely, we can infer because this is a time of the judges, the Lord raised up one of the judges who brought deliverance and God was blessing again and food was being provided. Because during this time, the Moabites and the Midianites, every time the harvest was there, they would come and ransack it and take it back to Moab or Midian. But now God came to the aid, raised up one of the judges, we don't know who, but one of the judges, and food was being grown again in Bethlehem, and people had food to live. So she heard that things were good back in Israel after 10 years, and so she decided she was going to return home. Sometimes when we make those choices on our own, and we had failed to trust God, and we are reaping disastrous consequences through that. It leads us to the time of a deliberate change. And we say, we got to change course of direction. And that's what Ruth did. Naomi did. She said, I'm going to go back home to Bethlehem. We shouldn't have left there. We should have stayed and trust God to provide. But I'm going to go back home again. And I'm making a conscious choice to return to the Lord. And she saw where the consequences of those choices, not trusting God, had led. And when we get to those points in our life where we realize, well, we didn't trust God and things didn't turn out the way we thought they would. And then we realize, I need to trust God. I need to make a deliberate choice to fully trust him in all things. However desperate the circumstance may be, however dark it may look to me, I'm going to stay where I am and I'm going to trust God to provide and come through. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to forsake. And that's what Elimelech did. He didn't stay and trust God to provide for him and his family in the land of promise, but he ran. But we got to trust him in those desperate situations that we stay where we are. God will provide the need in his time, and he will meet those needs. And make a deliberate choice and change in our life that we will trust him. There is a time for trust. In order to return to the place of God's blessing, we need to realize the error of our wrong human thinking when we make decisions on our own and repent of that and trust fully in the Lord. Difficult circumstances will come. And the decisions that we make when those times of desperate circumstances show whether we are trusting God or not. And all of our choices will have consequences, either good or bad. Says, don't, when the hard times come, don't forsake, don't run, but stay and trust the Lord. I found this little picture that kind of sums it up well. When life gets sour, trust in God. Because life will get sour. We have those times in our life that are very difficult, and we want to run. We want to try to handle it on our own. We want to try to rely on our own understanding to solve the problem. It's time and time again we've done that. But things will get better. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know what I am doing. I have it planned all out, plans to give you future and hope. And God is trustworthy. God is good. And he is worthy of all trust. So the time to trust him is now and always. And there's desperate situations and circumstances that come our way. Don't run. Don't make a disastrous choice that leads us to a deadly consequence. But instead, make that determination and that choice, deliberate choice, to follow God and to stay and to trust him no matter what. Next week, we're going to see as Naomi returns to Bethlehem. She returns with bitterness because the choices that she had made and her failing to lack trust God in the midst of it led to a bitterness with her own heart. As she said, I went away full and have come back empty. But trusting God in all things, in that he is faithful. And we're going to see how the family of Ruth and Boaz stand as an example of faithfulness and trust in the midst of a dark time when the nation did not. So trust him in all things. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make the path straight for you. Let us pray. Our Father, we confess to you at times when we go through desperate circumstances, we want to help you out. Sometimes you cause us just to stand and to wait. Just as Israel was going across the Red Sea and they complained and they said, we're going to die here. And Moses said to him, stand still and see the deliverance that the Lord will bring this day. Sometimes we feel we're like that against the sea in one side and the marching arm in the coming against us in the other side. And our situation is desperate and we feel like we have no way to go and we try to run or flee. And sometimes you just call us to stand there and to trust you. And Lord, we admit that's hard. You want us to jump and believe that underneath are your arms, that you will catch us and sustain us and hold us, that you will keep us from falling. But in those desperate circumstances, Lord, help us to trust you. That is a time for trust, not a time to run. And help us, Lord, to trust you deeply and not to make a disastrous choice in that time because we look at our own understanding. We look at situations from our point of view instead of from your word and truth and spirit. And everything within us tells us we need to run. And when we do, often the results can be disastrous for us. So Lord, help us to trust you faithfully and deeply. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. And we've seen it in the past when we trust you, you've been faithful time and time again, knowing that you will continue to be in the future. So you are good. You are a good Father and you are trustworthy. So Lord, thank you for deepening our trust. And sometimes we're like the man whose son had the demon in him. And whenever the disciples tried to cast him out, they couldn't. And you said to him, "Do you trust me? Do you believe?" And he said, "I believe. Help thou my unbelief." And sometimes, Lord, we're like that, where we have the faith, but the circumstances around us sometimes cause us to doubt, to really wonder, will you come through? Will you meet my need in this situation? That is a time, Lord, for us to trust you deeper, for us to rely on your faithfulness, your goodness as a good Father, and know that, yes, you will keep your promise to us. You are ever faithful. So in those times, Lord, help us to trust you, not to run, but to trust you deeply and fully. In Jesus' name, through whom we pray. Amen.